Pashas Emor Shlishi Perik Chav Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin. And the Baruch Hashem, Moshe Leim Hashem spoke to Moshe saying that Pasuk Yud Ches. Taber El Aharon Vel Banav Vel Kol Bnei Yisrael. The Amar Taleim. Speak to Aaron his sons and all the Jews and say to them, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael Min Ager Yisrael. Person from the house of Yisrael or Ager from Yisrael Asher Yakriv Kabbanon L'chol Nidrihem L'chol Nidvosam Asher Yakriv L'Hashem L'Olah. A person will offer a carbon, a nether, or a dava, that he will bring a carbon ola to Hashem. Rashi says, Nidrehem, Hari Alai, when he says it is upon me to bring, Nidvasam means Harizu, it is upon. This animal will be brought and consecrated. Pasuk Yates, there's Sonchem, it should be an appeasement for you. Tamim Zachar, Babakar, Bakvasim of Ezim, it should be unblemished male from cattle, from sheep, or from goats. Rashi says, there's Sonchem. I bring something which is fitting to appease for you before me. Which should be an appeasement for you. Meaning, in other words, it's like by your will or as you wish. Impinement, Belaz. What is considered fitting for an appeasement? So the pasuk continues. Tamim zachar, a male unblemished animal, bavakar bakbasim of eizim from cattle, sheep, or goats. Pasuk chaf. Aval Rashi continues. But in Ola, if a bird eats Arich, Tamus, it doesn't have to be wholesome. The Zachar is a male. It's only possible with the lacking of a limb and not with a blemish. Anything which has a blemish, do not offer. It will not be an appeasement for you. The Ish Kiakriv Zavach Shalmin Mashem, the Falei Neder Olindova, the Bakr Uvatzon. If a person will bring a sacrifice of a carbon shalom to Hashem, setting aside as a vow or a voluntary offering from cattle or from a flock, tamim yilratzon, it should be unblemished for an appeasement, kol mum lo yabo, any mum, any blemish, blemish it should not have. Rashi says the following neder, lehafrish v'dibir, to set aside through his statement, the word ela, Rashi understands to mean separate. Pasuk of base, averes o shavur o charutz o yabalas o garav o yalefes. There should not be in it a blindness or a broken bone or a cut eyelid, a wart, or a breaking out or an eruption. Lo sakriv eilu Hashem to bring these to Hashem. The ishe lo sitnu lehem al mizbech Hashem. And you should not place any of them as a fire offering on the mizbech for Hashem. Rashi says averes shem davar shalom mivaron. It's a noun denoting a blemish, a blindness, blushum in the keva in feminine form. Shloi hebo. Mum shaliver, there shouldn't be in it a mum of blindness. O shavur, lo yet should not be broken. Charutz ris shal ein nizak, an eyelid that has split. O shenufkam was marred. Chen tzvasot shenizak, its lip has been split. O nufkuma or mar. Yabelas virun belaz, which means a wart in English. Garav bin chazis a type of rash. Chen alefes, an eruption is also a type of rash. Loshen yalefes kemo yivayil taus shimshon took hold. Shachos bo, because the or this eruption hall takes hold of him. Agamisa in the Rifu has no cure. Losakiru Shalashbim says the verse Losakiru three times. Three times in our Pasuk and Pasuk Chav and Pasuk Chadalad. So what's the significance? The Hazir, Al Tishan Val Shikhtasim Val Asir Gathavam. To tell us that you can't have consecration of an animal, of the Balmum, you can't have it shechted as a Balmum, you can't have its blood sprinkled, if it's a Balmum. It's a negative commandment against burning the animal on the mizbech. Pasuk chav gimel. Pasher v'sesa ruv v'kalut, an ox or sheep, one which has an enlargement or an undivided. Nedavat ha'aseh osol enegav lo yirtza. You can make it as an voluntary offering. It should not appease for a vow. Rashi says sarua either gadol nechaver, one body part bigger than the other. The kalut pierces off kalutos, its hooves are joined. Nedavat ha'aseh osol berakayis. You can make it as a donation for the money value to the Bet HaKavayis, below the Nadeh HaMizbech, but it doesn't go on the Mizbech, lo yirtza, ezu hekesh, what kind of holy object, bel deratos, ha'agim, or zehekesh ha'mizbech, that's referring to specifically things that are offered on the Mizbech. Pasuk of Dalat, amoch v'chasus v'natoch v'charus, lo sakrivu l'ashem, v'ratchem lo sasu. One whose testicles are mashed, squashed, disconnected, or cut, you should not offer to Hashem, nor shall you do that in your land. Rashi says, ma'och, with the testicles of the male organ, the testicles are mashed by the hand. Kasus. Kasushim lios mamoch. Squash is more intense than mashed. Nasuk tolish from the yam torn by the hand. Achinifsiku chutim shetulimba. Until the ducks which are suspended have been severed. But they're situated on the in the kiss that's holding the beitzim, and that is not torn off. The karus, karus and bekli, they're cut off by an implement, but then the kiss and they're still in the kiss. That's the word in Aramaic. Lashon kisisha, which means crushing. The kashus targum of di rasis, kmo bayas agadol resisim, which means smithereens. Bikios dakim, find splinters v'chein kanam rasas of shattered reed. Can't castrate any domestic animal of a higher wild animal. I feel to me even a ninth kosher animal. That's what I emphasize in your land. Everything, even on kosher animals. It doesn't mean only our tzaddik is necessary of doing this. Because this issur of castration is applicable to anything with a body, nothing to do with our tzaddik. And that would apply everywhere. So must be telling us even non kosher animals. From the hands of a stranger, you shall not offer the bread of your God, from any of these. For their corruption is in them, a blemish is in them, they will not appease for you. Rashi says, "Miyad ben Echar shehivi karbon biyad kohen, a stranger who brought a karbon through the hand of a kohen, l'hakriv l'shemayim to offer it to Hashem. Lo sakriv lo, you should not offer balmum a balmum. Afa pi shalom nesru balimumim, even though blemished animals are not forbidden l'karbon benoach for a non-Jew to offer elam kimechosu ever unless it's missing a limb. Zos nagis berbam shepasados. That's only talking about." A platform that's in the fields that is not in the Beis HaMikdash. Aval al mizbech shebe mishkan, but the mizbech that's in the mishkan, losak, you cannot offer a blemished animal. Aval tamima, but an unblemished one to kabulim. You could accept from a non-Jew. The kach nemar lamala ish ish. That's what the Torah says. Ish ish. The rabbis says an achim to include not just Jews but even non-Jews. Shinodrim nedarim unedavos ki Yisrael, who have the ability to make a pledge of a neder or nedava offering like a Jew. Mash chasam chi bulhon, which means their injury. Lo yirtzu lachem, v'chaper lachem, to atone on your behalf. Pasuk chav vav, and Yemar Hashem Moshe, Yemar Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pasuk chav zayin, shar o chesef o'iz ki v'leid, when an ox or sheep or a goat is born, v'yashu ha'simim tachasimo, it should be under its mother for 7 days, v'yom ha'shvini v'hala, yirtze, l'karbon yishal Hashem, and on the 7th, 8th day and on, it will be appeased for a fire offering for Hashem. Rashi says, "Ki yivaleid probably it's enough, excluding it something that came out through cesarean section. These halachos do not apply." Pasuk Tavches, "V'shar osen usov espanol lo sishchatu b'yam achad, an ox or a kid or a lamb, you should not slaughter it and its offering and its offspring on the same day." Osov espanol, Rashi says, "Nohig b'nekeva, this law applies to a female parent. Also lishchad, you can't slaughter it ha'im b'haben or bas." Can't shech the mother with the son or the daughter on the same day. But it does not apply to the father, the male parent. You could shech the father with the son on the same day. Pasuk says, when you offer a sacrifice of the covenant to Hashem, you shall slaughter it to be an appeasement for you. Rashi says before, also vespino apino v'osob mashma. Meaning, it's slaughtering its offspring first, and then it is also implied, not just in the other order. At the outset of your slaughtering of the carbon toda, it should be fit for acceptance on your behalf. What does it mean to gain favor? The next pasuk says it has to be eaten on the same day. It's just basically saying that the kavana has when you shecht it should be for that condition. Don't have in mind to shecht it and then eat it on the next day. Because if you have that disqualified, that inappropriate thought, then it will not be a favor for your behalf. Another way of reading it, with your awareness. The word tells us you can't do things inadvertently for Karbanos Kashim, because that'll be possible. Afa Pisha Par Benachon Shneyamim. Even though we already have this discussion mentioned by Karban that's eaten for 2 days earlier in Perek Zayin. Chosu Parat Benachon Liyamach, the third pizza to tell us with regards to a Karban that's eaten for only 1 day, Shtehezebichasan Amanas Lachon Bizman, to tell us that the shechling has to be done in order to eat it on that time, within that time limit. Pasuk Lamed, Bayam Hu Yechel, on that day it should be eaten, Lo Sasir Memena Aboker, don't have it left over until the morning. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Rashi says, "Vayim hu yeachel lo b'lahazir ela shtishchita menaskin." The shchita should take place on a condition to be eaten within that day. She'im l'kvoa la zman achila, because if it is meant to set a time for its eating, kar kasav uvasar zavach chadash shalom avigomer. The pasuk says earlier in Perek Zayin how long it can be eaten for. So it must be used for the kavan. Ani Hashem, dami shagazer al davar ve'ali kavinacha. Know who is making the decree regarding the matter, and let not be taken lightly in your eyes. Guard my commandments and do them. I am Hashem. Rashi says, Ushmartem, Zuha Mishnah, this is studying the commandments, Zahisem, Zamaisa, that's performing the commandments. Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'losachalu Hashem Kashi, do not desecrate my holy name, V'ink Hashem V'soch in Israel, and I will be sanctified among the Jewish people. Ani Hashem, V'ka Hashem, I am Hashem, who sanctifies you. Rashi says, V'losachalu, Lavor al Devar, don't violate my words, Mezidim intentionally. If Hashem says, don't desecrate me, so what's the emphasis of saying, and I shall be sanctified? So, it means to surrender yourself and sanctify my name. So, I thought this only applies to an individual, even the presence of a single individual, the verse is telling you that it can only be done with many people witnessing the situation in public, and when he surrenders himself, he should surrender himself in order to die, because everyone who surrenders himself that on a condition that a miracle will occur and he'll be saved, he won't get the miracle. We find out that by Hanan and Mishal Bezariah, Shlomo Lomas Ratzma Amenasanis, they didn't surrender themselves for the miracle. Shenemar v'hein lo yidia l'ham l'malka v'gomer, and it says in Daniel that if not, meaning if Hashem will not save us, let it be known that they're basically giving up their lives. Matziv lo matziv, they said whether he saves us or not, yidia l'ka l'cha, let it be known to you. Pasuk lamed hima hamot yischami erf mitzrayim lo sachem elohim ani Hashem, who took you out of Egypt to be a god upon you, I am Hashem. Rashi says hamot yischem al menaski on condition that you sanctify me, and Hashem, Naman, Nashalam, Sfar, Hashem is faithful to pay the reward.